My name is A-B-D-I. And then my last name is T-A-R-E-Y.
And how do you say that last name?
Tere.
Tere.
Yeah.
Okay, like with a roll? Tere?
Yeah, Tere.
Tere. Yeah. Okay, I'll work on that. Yeah. That's a beautiful name.
In 1991, civil war broke out in Somalia. It's a relatively young country with only 59 years of independence since British rule. At the time, Abdi Tare was 5 years old. His father was in the military, and things became very dangerous for his family.
Then my mom said, no, we have to run to Kenya because so many people have been killed, and there was chaos and escalation. The government was fighting with the people that saying that they need to overthrow the president. And then there was too much killing and looting.
Now in his 30s, Tare's journey to America has been a long one. Once across the Somali-Kenyan border, he would spend about 20 years in a refugee camp. Life was hard in the camp. With a corrupt Kenyan government and no jobs, Tare says it was terrible. The bright spot in the camp was the education provided to the refugees.
The kids are learning under the system operated by UNHCR, United Nations, and the government of Kenya. That's why I have learned this English.
Tare's opportunity to get out of the refugee camp came in his mid-20s.
In 2012, the government of the United States said they need to take some refugees to America under the presidency of Barack Obama.
So he made his way to America.
I was resettled to Michigan, Lansing, Michigan, where I was staying for 8 months.
There, he received assistance with medical care and food stamps. But in Michigan, the job market wasn't supportive of the influx of new residents. Tare got a call from some friends living in Knoll, Missouri. They suggested that he join them there to work at Tyson Foods. He accepted the offer and made the move. Things have gone well for him there, he says.
I like the job. I like working with my friends. I like, although it is chicken, it is like, people say it's difficult. People like us, it is not difficult.
Tare works on the processing line, cutting up chickens, doing about 4 or 5 different cuts as the chickens move down the line. He tells me that by the time they are done, the chicken is exactly what you would purchase in the grocery store. When Tare was still in Kenya, he worked for UNICEF, earning less than $100 per month. With his job at Tyson, he's now earning over $700 a week. It's turned his life around.
I got a beautiful car, and I rent this house. So I'm just capable of doing what I want for myself and for my people.
Tare sends money to his family, who are still back in the refugee camp. He's glad to be able to help them through the opportunities he's been afforded with here in the United States. He officially became a U.S. citizen on November 28, 2018, in Kansas City. He says it was the best day of his life.
That was the happiest day in my life. It was like my birthday.
Today, Tare is looking forward to the next presidential election, the first he will be able to vote in.
I registered a vote, and I'm going to vote this time. I'm going to vote for the person I think will help this country.
Life in Knoll has been good for Tare. He enjoys playing soccer, but at the time of our interview during Ramadan, he was abstaining from the sport. As a practicing Muslim, Tare doesn't play sports, listen to music, or eat all day during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. He spends his free time reading the Quran and praying. In downtown Knoll, there is a small mosque and the African grocery store. The store, which Tare and his friends affectionately call the Somali store, is much more than your typical grocery store. Here, you can purchase goods from Africa and the Middle East. When Tare talks about the store, his eyes light up.
That's where the Somalis, my people meet and communicate.
Tare gave me a tour of the store.
This one is the one from Asia. So that, this is the original one. So when you open, this is the original one.
He takes me to the back where there is a small window into a kitchen where you can get an array of Somali food. A woman in traditional Islamic dress takes our order. Tare orders sambusa, Somali pastries filled with meat, peppers, and onions.
Ayan, sambuskan.
Since it was during Ramadan, Tare did not eat with me, but sat with me while I enjoyed this delicious treat in the back dining room of the Somali store. An older man was eating a meal at our table. Tare told me the man was sick, which gave him an exception to the fasting during daylight rule in Ramadan. After my sambusa, we take a tour through the rest of the shop. It's an array of exotic food and colorful clothing. fancy perfume bottles line the shelves behind the register. An entire section is dedicated to incense and candles. There's another for shoes, blankets, curtains. I meet Eric Hudson, who helps operate the store.
If you come to America with nothing, you can buy everything in the store that you need to set up your house with to be able to live, including beds, furniture. Of course, you see all the pots and pans of food and other stuff.
Hudson tells me that many of the immigrants in the community don't have cars, and the African grocery store is easy for a lot of people to walk to. In addition to African and Middle Eastern goods, daily household items are also available, like laundry detergent and paper towels. When I ask Tare about how he feels to be an American citizen, he has mixed feelings.
It's like an amazing country. I would like to bring my people here, but the immigration policy which is coming under Donald Trump is not good for us.
He is also upset by the gun violence in the U.S. Coming from the Kenyan refugee camp, he thought that was something he had left behind.
That's one problem I have discovered. When I had gun violence, I'm always shocked. That breaks my heart. I cannot see kids and people killed.
But he tells me this country still serves as the best hope for many of the Somali refugees fleeing a homeland of constant crisis.
And the only hope they had was America. You know, European countries don't take much.
When I say goodbye to Tare at the African grocery store, he has friends gathering to meet up before they go to work at Tyson. They will be on their way at 4 o'clock and work into the night until 2 or 3 a.m. For KSMU Sense of Community, I'm Jess Belisle.